This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It was politically incorrect for Rahab to say that she believed in the true God, and yet that's what she did. That was the choice she made. Forrest Nims years ago was a man who found out the price you pay for something that you say is not politically correct. He was a writer for a magazine known as Scientific American Magazine. I don't know if they still publish the magazine. I remember it from years ago. He made the big mistake, the dastardly mistake of saying that he believed in a creator God. That's all he said. He happened to believe in a creator God. He lost his job as a writer with Scientific American Magazine. They said, we don't want you as a writer anymore because you made the mistake of saying that you believe in a creator God. I think more and more we're going to see evidence of that in our culture, where people who say, I do believe in the Bible. I do happen to believe in a creator. I do happen to believe that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, that people are going to be ostracized because of that. People are going to be excluded. People may even be persecuted in our culture because of that, because we live in a nation that rejects the Lord. I want to bring up, if we can, verse 11, because I really think this is so important, if we can. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, Rahab is speaking, and she said, and everyone's courage failed because of you, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Do you know what that means when Rahab said that God is the God of heaven above and the God of the earth below? She was acknowledging, get this, the lordship of God in every area of life. That was a generic statement to say, I believe that your God is not just God in a theoretical sense. He's the God of everything in heaven, and he's the God of everything in earth. And the thought occurred to me, that's what it means when you become a believer in Jesus Christ. You acknowledge the lordship of Christ in every area of your life. And as a man or woman or young person, you say, I acknowledge that God is the Lord of heaven. And he's the Lord of earth, which means he's the Lord of everything in my life. He's the Lord of my past, he's the Lord of my present, and he's the Lord of my future. Is the God that we serve the God of your heaven and your earth? Have you acknowledged him as the Lord of your life? One of the most interesting statements in the Gospel of John, and I don't know if you've ever heard this before, I remember the first time I read it years ago, the words jumped off the page. Some Pharisees came to Jesus, and they were trying to trick him. And they said, Jesus, we want to ask you a question. What is it, the work of God, that requires us? What does God require us of as work? And I think what they wanted Jesus to do was maybe to name some things that we physically could do to honor God. And he said, what is the work? They said, what is the work that we're supposed to do? And Jesus said this, you want to know what the work of God is? To believe in the one he sent. Think about that answer. You want to know what the work of God is? To simply believe in the one he sent. And that's the greatest work of God, is to believe that Jesus Christ is everything that he claimed to be, that he is not only the Son of God, he's your personal Lord and Master.
We'll continue this message from the second chapter of Joshua tomorrow. You do know we have a national website called crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed on the program. But also there's information about becoming a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope, ways that you can participate in expansion of this ministry, crosshope.org. Thanks and God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.